Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We honor your presence in our midst. Your word declares where two or three or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the offering that's been received. Bless each household in Jesus' name that it represents. Thank you for the blessings that come to your household as they give in obedience to you. We praise you for this. Now, Lord, as we look into your word, help us to discern your word, to take your word, to study your word, to do your word in Jesus' name. Amen. At a time like this, I hardly know where to begin. If you're new here and or you haven't been with us for very long, you may not understand what's happening, but I do believe in the tangible presence of God. Somehow, when Jesus said, and I said it earlier, where two or three or more are gathered in his name, there he is. And you say, well, I don't understand that because I thought he died on the cross. Yes, he did. But you know what we discovered when we walked into the tomb? Jesus was not there. They actually have two different sites where they feel that Jesus' body could have been laid. And you go, whoa, two? Well, you have to understand there are a lot of different, we have different denominations there. They have different sects, different groups. There's 38 different Jewish sects alone, aside from the other denominations and faith groups that there are in Jerusalem and in Israel. That's a lot of groups. So they have their religious sites. Many of them are religious sites, things that they believe were, you know, happened here and there. Our guide was awesome, and I'm not going to get off and talking about our trip other than to say I highly regard the presence of God. And I looked for the presence of God on our journey. Do you know, I'm going to be talking about I in Christ over the next few weeks. And basically what that's talking about is our identity in Christ. As we walked, some places you knew where Jesus walked because history tells us that and because of the documentation in Scripture. That their findings and all the archaeological findings that they just kept on over and over and over confirming the Word of God. And it just affirms my faith and affirms your faith. But yet people today struggle, especially people in the world, are struggling with their identity. And you call yourselves Christians, but yet many people that are Christians still struggle with identity. You can show that first picture, if you will. This is a cycle of anxiety. Some of you have seen it before in some of our teachings. But what happens is, it happens to us all. It's not just something that happens to non-Christians, but it happens to Christians as well. How many times do you feel anxious? And when you feel anxious, you get out of control because you attempt to gain control. And so there comes in a fear of losing control. Yet there is another attempt to gain control. It is a continuous, continuous cycle. And part of the reason is for this cycle is people have not yet discovered their identity. Why is it that there are ancestry.com and all kinds of things? Because people are searching to find family. There's nothing wrong with that. Except when it becomes an attempt that I have to find out because I've got to find my identity. The problem with the things and with the way of the world, they are struggling to find their identity. But when you come to Jesus Christ, He becomes your identity. And just because you find Jesus does not mean that you are not going to continuously stay in this cycle, because it is a choice. There is a choice that must be made. Turn to your neighbor and say, there is a choice. There is a choice. There is a choice. Do you know something? When David's brothers, I'm talking about the David that became king in Israel, the second king in Israel, by the way. When David's brothers looked at David, they only saw a shepherd. That's all they saw. When David shows up on the scene, they just saw a shepherd. But you know what God saw? God saw a king. Even before he was a king. He was anointed as king before he actually became king. When Goliath looked at David, they saw a dog. He saw a dog. That's what he saw in David. What am I? A man that, you know, wow. I mean, this guy was full of himself. And he looked at David and saw a dog. But God saw a warrior. You see, oftentimes we let others define us. We let others choose our identity. You know, when I was small, my mom, every now and again, I would do stupid things, and my mom would call me stupid. She didn't know. She has repented of that many, many times. And at that time, I had a speech impediment. I was slow of speech. Moses remarked to God, I'm slow of speech. Well, I had the same problem. I could not. I didn't want to stand in front of a crowd, and I certainly didn't want to talk before a crowd. I hated standing before my class and talking because of my speech impediment. Even starting out a sentence was a huge task for me. But God did not see me as a stutterer. God did not see me as stupid. God saw me. You know what my name means? Is one having mighty power. That's how God saw me. My parents had no idea when they named me. And some of your names are significant because of God. Sees something in you you oftentimes do not see in yourself. Understanding our identity is absolutely imperative for your success to victorious Christian living. Around here, you know that our mission and vision is love works. Love works all day, every day. But unless you understand, actually, if you understand your identity in Christ, that will help you at being able to love others as you love yourself. You have to make the choice. And the fact is, you are not going to be able to do it even after you've made the choice. You're not going to be able to do it on your own. You can show the next picture. Everybody has a unique fingerprint. I'm sure glad that you folks don't look like me. I would feel sorry for you. I'm so glad you have your own unique faces. But even more than that, you have your own unique fingerprint. And if you only knew that the basis of your cell is Christ, someday we will show you about laminin. which is a particular molecule or cell that's in your body that is Christ-given. Even Christ has his imprint on your life. And many, unfortunately, do not know it. You have an unique identity found in Christ. The problem is, I had one fellow said to me, he says, you know, God is not Lord over everything because there's so many people that are doing bad things. And I said, well, I believe Jesus is Lord over everything. In the heavens, on earth, and under the earth. He is Lord in all realms. He is Lord over all realms. If there was a place to say amen, this would be it. Because he is Lord in all realms. He has conquered death. Boy, I'm telling you, he is Lord over it all now. The problem is we have people that don't want to recognize he's Lord yet. But one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know what? I feel like I'm only going to be able to get to the introduction. And I'll tell you what, it's all right. This is only the introduction. And I got to tell you, you're going to get the introduction, the same introduction again, because it's really important. Because this is the way that we're going to grow in love. You see, the problem with our identity is we've been lied to. Yes, we have. The devil comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, but Jesus said he come to bring life more abundantly. But Satan has lied. He's been lying to you. Satan's lie says you're a sinner because you sin. But God's truth says you are a saint who sins, but we've been declared righteous. We're not perfect, but the scripture says we are complete. Oh boy. That just kind of bubbled up. We are complete in him. Do you realize the treasure that you have when you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? It's not about coming to church. Church is good, and that's where we learn about God. And that's where we gather together with other believers. But when you get to heaven, he's not going to ask you, what church did you attend? We got to know him. It's but a personal relationship. And when you have a personal relationship, you hear his voice and you're not listening to the lies of the devil. Satan's lie says your identity comes from what you have done. But the truth from God says your identity comes from what God has done for you. Thank you, Jesus. I can see they're all excited about that. But it's the truth. Satan's lies is your behavior tells you what to believe about yourself. The truth from God says your belief about yourself determines your behavior. Did you hear that? Your behavior, your belief about yourself determines your behavior. So, can show the next picture. There's a war going on. Sometimes it's like two of you. Never forget, we were dealing years ago, I was with an evangelist, and we were dealing with this one lady, and she felt she's having this constant turmoil in her life, so she come for prayer. And she explained it like this: I feel like I got two dogs in me. One to do right and one to do wrong. The fact is, we all have choice. And the choice is whether you're going to believe the lie or you're going to believe the truth. And I believe the word says the truth will make you or set you free. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Do you know that one of the things that sustain us in recognizing the truth is to realize that we have been accepted. You have been accepted by God. Bible says that even while we were in our sin, Christ died for us. That's good news. That's a good place to say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, I'm not going to get into all the scripture verses that talk about being accepted because I am going to start next week. So if you want to hear the first part that comes after the introduction, you're going to have to come back the next Sunday morning. You see, it's a wonderful saga. I might not even have the right word, but it's a really good story that you need to hear that will help in you in your faith walk in Jesus. Praise God. But I will tell you, the first part is you're accepted. Sometimes we do not do what's acceptable. But when you realize that you've been accepted in Him, He helps you. In fact, He leads you and guides you in paths of righteousness, not for your sake, for His name's sake. Thank you, Jesus. Is that good news? Glory to God.